rules for a successful marriage?
You have to find the right person.
أتذكر يوما كنت تعانق دمعة الفكر تناجي الله في صبر وترجو رحمة تسري فعاش القلب إخلاصا وصرت تحوم كالطير تحلق في ثقافات وتنهل من ربى الخير.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, brothers and sisters and dear friends. Hope you guys are well, inshallah. On this specific show, which we have no name for it as usual, we'll be discussing current affairs, a variety of other topics that affect the Muslim Ummah, doubt, and other stuff as well, in order to nurture our young minds, inshallah, and get rid of all those misconceptions, inshallah. So we're deconstructing false narratives from your mind and reconstructing pure mind, inshallah. So we've got an interesting video here today. I came across this very interesting video in a WhatsApp group that I am. Now, this is about what to look in a husband. So we've got a young girl here, you know, she looks very cute in the context of, you know, she's dressed up, you know, she looks the part, you know, a young little girl, and we've got an interviewer who's interviewing her. Now we're going to watch this and we're going to come back to how the minds are being polluted, our young minds, and divorces are in an epidemic level, and we're going to look at the root causes of this, inshallah, because it ties beautifully to the whole marriage documentary, inshallah, which inshallah we're aiming on Valentine's Day next year, February, a couple of months left, and I've got a whole module, a whole program ready to combat this disease. Let's watch it for ourselves, inshallah.
What are the rules for a successful marriage?
You have to find the right person.
So far, so good. You have to find the right person, of course. But the question here is, which is very crucial, which I've seen within my marriage search, what do you define as the right person? Let's carry on.
Then they have to be very nice to you.
That's actually very true. Yes, we all look for. That's a good context to give a definition to. They should be very nice to you, be it the husband or the wife, to one another. They should be nice to you. Good. It looks good so far.
Have to buy you everything you want, like...
Ooh, okay.
Gucci.
Ooh, okay. So about it's getting a bit... okay, so they should buy you Gucci. Okay. Well, he definitely looks... He's thinking, no, forget that, but man can't afford that. Let's watch it still.
Louis Vuitton, mm-hmm, and Prada.
Damn, she even knows those.
And all those big names.
Why is that important?
A very, very, very important question. Let's see how she answers.
Because you want to spoil your wife.
True. True, you should spoil your wife to a context, and the wife should spoil the husband to a specific context, you know?
Okay, okay. What do you have to do as a wife?
Now, this can be asked other way around, you know, if the young kid, it was a young boy there, what should you do for the, as a husband, yeah?
Just wear the stuff.
Now, we can laugh at this. Obviously, it's funny. She's a young girl. Obviously, we're not saying that she's going to have this mentality when she grows up. Or would she? Now, guys, this is very, very important. I'm just going to make sure that we stay on the Gucci part here. Yeah. So, okay, let's just keep that in our mind. Now, we need to understand something. At a young age, if we are teaching our children materialism, things that are temporary fixes, like a drug, yeah, temporary fix feels amazing, good at that moment in time. Now you're an addict. It did feel good. It felt amazing. But now that's just the fun part. And the fun part is in a specific time frame. And when that time frame ends, what happens is you start getting used to it. That's the reason why even Instagram now has stopped to show how many people like it. Why? Because people are going for that little satisfaction, this limited satisfaction, yeah? And what is happening is that our young minds are being polluted. And this is where it all starts. When you tell your child that something, what is more valuable or something that you value should be materialism, then that person, when they grow up, is going to think that's what's valuable. And that's what makes a house. That's what makes relationships. That's the end goal. And when they achieve that, if they achieve that, and they realize, you know what, that's not happiness, you've actually shattered their dreams. you have given them an inspiration, a goal, something that is materialism, materialistic. And once they reach that and see it doesn't bring them happiness, what happens? Like, you have many people, like, for example, Smile to Jenna done a video about Brad Pitt. You know, materialism and people, different actors who are on the verge of suicide, etc. You look at these people looking for a bigger goal. Now, here specifically, what we see in the marriage process, which I've seen for myself, is that people come and say, I want a good person. Okay, what do you mean by that, good person? I want somebody practicing. Okay, what do you mean by that? And they have their own definition. Yeah, they have their own definition. And when we nurture our children at a young age to this, we are dooming them to failure. They are on the path. It's like a crash course. Yeah, a crash course is like, for example, you know, like, you know, for example, a plane. It's, if I'm not mistaken, I heard this, I was watching some pilot videos, yeah, that they're on a collision course, yeah? They are heading somewhere where they're going to hit the other plane, yeah? Okay, they're on that verge. And that's exactly what you're doing. And this is the reason why marriages are breaking down. Why? Okay, obviously, sometimes you don't get on. That's a different story. But most of the times, you look at the people that I've done research on. Why marriages are being breaking down? Because you're looking for the wrong thing. Our sisters and brothers, recently I've done a video of a One Path Network of their new, the Muslim lady show that they started with the sisters. Unfollow certain people because they are giving you a false expectation of what marriage is. And then you're looking at this and thinking, I want that. That's not real. You want something that does not exist in the real reality, in the world, in our real life. So you're chasing something that does not exist. And then when you can't get to it, you get upset. And when you think you've got to it and you realize this is actually not true, like marriage, when you get to marriage, you're like, yo, fam, yeah, I didn't know it's going to be like this. Why? Because you have been programmed. You're being programmed in your subconscious mind that this is how marriage is supposed to be. So when you get married and you have an argument or something goes wrong, you're thinking, yo, man, I thought it's going to be all Hollywood and Bollywood. I didn't think we're going to have arguments, etc. You're going to be thinking to yourself, I didn't sign up to this. And that is what's happening. People are scared to get married. Why? Oh my gosh. You know, what if this happens? What if that happens? Why? Because false. And what are you looking for? For example, with the brothers. What are you looking for? She looks like a boom thing. Yeah, she needs to be chung, brother. Why? Because you're looking, you're not lowering your gaze. You're looking at all these fake models. They don't even look how they really look. And when all that makeup comes off, you're going to say, I would have been lying to Shaitan and Rajim. What on earth is that? Yes, is that an animal or a human? You're going to be thinking like that, yeah? Why? Because you're having a false perception. And those who watch pornography, you're having a fake reality of intimacy. And then you're looking for that in your wife. And you're thinking, bro, man, I don't think it's not that exciting. Because, you know, when I watch... Why? Because you're polluting the fitrah. The fitrah is so polluted that you're giving it this injection that it's thinking, yeah, I need to get that adrenaline rush when I watch pornography. And when you have an intimacy, real intimacy with your wife or husband, vice versa, you're thinking, this is dead. And this is what's causing breaks up in marriages. And even failure in what you're looking for. And the same goes with a wife. Yeah? There's this whole thing called hypergamy. What women look for in a man. Status, money, fame. Yeah? And what happens is in your head you're thinking, yeah, you know, my man has to, you know, be like this. And like this. You live in a dream. That man doesn't exist. You're looking for a man that doesn't exist. So you're thinking, yeah, I want him to, you know, look this way. And it doesn't exist. And then what happens? You wait till you're 24 and 25 and 26 and 20, and then you're not married now. Why? Because I can't find him. Why? Because you're looking for something that doesn't exist. That is the reason why it is so key for us to nurture our youngsters. Brothers and sisters, I may have been quiet for a long time regarding the marriage documentary. The documentary is done, but I cannot release it because I'm preparing a whole module. I'm preparing a whole course on how and what to look for in marriage. And I've broken it down. And I'm not coming to you with theory. I'm not coming to you with exams that I passed or failed. I'm not coming to you with anything that it's on paper. I'm coming to you guys with real life experience in what I've seen, what I've dealt with, the problems which is facing our youngsters, and why there's an epidemic in divorces. And I'm doing research on this. And inshallah, February the 14th, not only will the documentary, inshallah, will be out, but we are preparing a whole paradigm shift for our youngsters. For those who are looking to marry, whichever age you are, it's going to be a game changer. There is not long left. Till then, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. we are about to change the whole game on how to find the right person in the right way. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.